Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attending 17th edition of BRICS summit at Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro asserts BRICS remains a powerful force for economic cooperation and global good. Several issues, including global governance reforms, climate change, and artificial intelligence, in focus at the summit. Election Commission eases voter registration rules in Bihar, allows submission of enumeration forms without any documents. Israel sends team to Qatar for talks with Hamas on ceasefire hostage deal. India's Sakshi Chaudhary clinches gold medal in women's 54kg category at World Boxing Cup at Astana in Kazakhstan. And in cricket, India 2 wickets away from winning second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Birmingham. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the 17th edition of BRICS summit at the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The two-day summit, which is witnessing the participation of several world leaders, began this evening. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva welcomed Prime Minister Modi on his arrival at the summit. Later in a social media post, Mr. Modi said he's grateful to President Lula for hosting this year's BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Mr. Modi said BRICS remains a powerful force for economic cooperation and global good. BRICS comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Over the years, the grouping has expanded to include Iran, Egypt, and the UAE. We now go over live to our correspondent Sudhindra, who is covering the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. Sudhindra, what are the key engagements scheduled for day one of the summit, and which major issues are expected to dominate the agenda?
Well, Anuja, today on the first day of the summit, the prominent members of the BRICS took up issues related to peace and security in the region and global governance reforms. The debate on the need to reform global governance sought an enhanced role for the developing countries. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi presented Indian perspective during these sessions. The leaders' declaration, you know, is one of the key developments that will happen today. And later in the day, a plenary session is lined up on strengthening multilateralism. There is also a session on economic and financial affairs. And the members will also engage in a debate on the ethical usage of artificial intelligence for shared growth. And the BRICS leaders will also pronounce their statements, Anuja.
And Sudhindra, what events are lined up for day two of the BRICS summit tomorrow?
Yeah, see, Anuja, on the day two, there will be a plenary session on environment and COP30, environment summit, that is going to take place in Brazil in November. Climate negotiations, you know, are always considered the most important agendas in such global forums, Anuja.
Thank you, Sudhindra, for that update. Prime Minister Modi is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. After attending the summit, Mr. Modi will head for a bilateral visit to Brasilia, the first by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly 6 decades. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold meeting with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on deepening strategic ties between the two nations across several key sectors, including trade, defense, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Modi reached the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro this morning on the fourth leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Argentina, where he held a productive meeting with the president, Javier Milei, yesterday. Prior to his visit to Argentina, Prime Minister Modi had also completed productive visits to Trinidad and Tobago, as well as Ghana. Following his engagements in Brazil, Mr. Modi will head to Namibia, the final destination of his five-nation tour. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the vital role of cooperative societies in driving the country's economic development. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating various development works of Amul and the National Dairy Development Board at Anand in Gujarat on the occasion of completion of 4 years of the Ministry of Cooperation.
दूध से लेकर बैंकिंग तक चीनी मिलों से लेकर मार्केटिंग तक और कैश क्रेडिट से लेकर डिजिटल पेमेंट तक आज सहकारी समितियां सक्षमता के साथ देश के आर्थिक विकास में योगदान दे रही हैं। 36 लाख बहनें गुजरात में और 20 लाख बहनें देश में हर रोज परिश्रम कर दूध भरती है। 80,000 करोड़ का टर्नओवर है। अगले साल की बैलेंस शीट 1,00,000 करोड़ की आएगी और इसका मुनाफा मेरी ये 56 लाख बहनों के अकाउंट में जाता है।
On the occasion, Mr. Shah also paid tribute to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today inaugurated the state-of-the-art Phenom India National Biobank at the CSIR Institute of Genomics and Integrative Biology in New Delhi. The Ministry of Science and Technology in a statement said the biobank will serve as the backbone of a nationwide cohort study collecting comprehensive genomic, lifestyle and clinical data from 10,000 individuals across the country. In Bihar, amid the controversy over the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral roll, the Election Commission of India, in a big relief, has eased the voter registration rules in the state, saying that those without any documents can still submit enumeration forms online or offline. The SIR drive is being conducted in Bihar ahead of the upcoming assembly elections in the state. This facility comes at a time when complaints were received from various parts of the state that many voters lack the 11 types of documents specified by the commission to be submitted along with enumeration forms. The last date of submission of enumeration forms is 26th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Ahead of upcoming Bihar Assembly elections, the Special Intensive Revision Drive is being conducted in full swing in the state. Besides BLOs and other election machinery, members of women's self-help group known as Jivika Didis, Anganwadi workers, Vikas Mitra and other volunteers have been roped in the door-to-door mega drive of electoral roll purification. The Election Commission has also provided an online facility to voters to upload enumeration forms directly. Awareness drives are also underway in the state through various mediums and methods. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Himachal Pradesh remains in the grip of intense monsoon rain. Several incidents of cloudburst have been reported in Mandi and Chamba districts, severely disrupting normal life. The India Meteorological Department has issued warnings for heavy rainfall and potential flash floods across 10 districts over the next 24 hours. In view of the forecast, authorities have urged residents to stay alert and take necessary precautions. More from our correspondent.
According to State Disaster Management Authority, in the 16 days since June 20th, the state has witnessed 14 incidents of cloudbursts and 8 cases of flash floods due to intense monsoon activity. So far, 78 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, 121 have been injured and 37 are still missing. Mandi district has been the worst affected by natural disasters. Relief and rehabilitation efforts are underway on a war footing. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in Kangra, Mandi and Sirmaur districts over the next 24 hours. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today conducted an aerial survey of the areas affected by heavy rains in Uttarkashi district and took stock of the situation. Following the survey, the Chief Minister stated that relief operations are being carried out on a war footing. We have a report.
Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami conducted an aerial inspection today to assess the damage caused by heavy rainfall and landslides near the Slai Bend area on the Yamunotri route. During the survey, he also observed damage caused to roads, bridges, agricultural land and residential areas. The Chief Minister said that the relief and rescue operations would be reviewed again after assessing the actual situation of the affected areas. He appreciated the efforts of NDRF, SDRF and the district administration engaged in the relief and rescue operations. He directed the officials to ensure adequate shelter, food, medical assistance and other essential supplies for displaced families. Santosh Thapliyal, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
The IMD has issued a red alert for Palghat district and Pune Ghat area in Maharashtra. Orange alerts have been issued for Thane, Ratnagiri, Raigad, Ghats of Nashik, Ghats of Satara, Chandrapur and Gadchiroli districts, while an yellow alert issued for several districts including Mumbai. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department today said heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over northwest, west coast and northeast India during next 6 to 7 days. In Odisha, lakhs of devotees from across the globe gathered in the holy city of Puri this evening to witness the sacred Sunabesha ritual of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra. The sibling deities were magnificently adorned with gold ornaments while seated on their respective chariots at the Lion's Gate of the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple. This grand ritual follows their return journey from Sri Gundicha Temple, marking the end of their 9-day annual sojourn known as the Bahuda Yatra. We have a report.
On the auspicious occasion of Ashada Shukla Ekadasi, Lord Jagannath along with Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra are adorned in the magnificent Sunabesa or the golden attire this evening and are offering darshan to devotees atop their three chariots at the Singhadwar in Puri. The Sunabesa, one of the most significant events of the Rath Yatra and is a rare and mesmerizing sight. It has transformed the Bada Danda, the grand road in Puri, into a sea of about 15 lakh devotees, all eagerly witnessing the deities adorned in resplendent gold ornaments. Sunabesa darshan will continue till 11 tonight. As per the rituals, the deities will be offered Adharapana, a delicious drink, on their chariots tomorrow. Prakash Das, Akashvani News.
The Ashura-e Muharram was observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marked the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives in Karbala for upholding truth, righteousness and justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, recalled the sacrifices made by Hazrat Imam Hussein. Israel has sent a negotiating team to Qatar today for talks with Palestinian armed group Hamas on a ceasefire hostage deal. The Israeli Prime Minister's office in a statement today said that after assessing the situation, Israel accepted the invitation for close talks. It said Israel agreed to continued negotiations for the release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza based on the Qatari proposal. The proposal reportedly includes a 60-day ceasefire, the release in 5 stages of 10 Israeli living hostages and the handover of 18 hostage bodies, as well as the release of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. On Friday, Hamas said in a statement that it has delivered a positive response to mediators over Gaza ceasefire proposal. And on to sports. In boxing, 2-time youth world champion Sakshi Chaudhary clinched India's first gold medal in the women's 54kg category at the second World Boxing Cup in Kazakhstan, Astana, today. She defeated USA's Yoselin Perez with a dominant 5-0 unanimous decision in the final. Meanwhile, 3 other Indian boxers settled for a silver medal in the tournament, including Meenakshi in the women's 48kg category, Pooja Rani in women's 80kg event, Jugnu in men's 85kg category. In cricket, India are 2 wickets away from registering a historic win in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston in Birmingham and levelling the 5-match series 1-1. On day 5, the hosts were 242/8 in their second innings and were trailing by 366 runs when reports last came in. Earlier in the day, the start of the play was delayed due to rain and wet outfield. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attending 17th edition of BRICS summit at Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. Asserts BRICS remains a powerful force for economic cooperation and global good. Several issues including global governance reforms, climate change and artificial intelligence in focus at the summit. Election Commission eases voter registration rules in Bihar, allows submission of enumeration forms without any documents. Israel sends team to Qatar for talks with Hamas on ceasefire hostage deal. India Sakshi Chaudhary clinches gold medal in women's 54kg category at World Boxing Cup at Astana in Kazakhstan. And in cricket, India 2 wickets away from winning second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Birmingham. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.